to the Fukuoka Fat Guys podcast number one. New year, new podcast.
Yep.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Carl.
Yes, and I guess there's a bunch of questions and stuff we should answer before we get started. So, what is Fukuoka? Why is Fukuoka? We live in the southern part of Japan right now.
Yep. Everyone, usually when we tell them we live in Japan, they're always like, yeah, you live near Tokyo? You live near Disneyland? We're like, nah, we live in Fukuoka. Where's that?
Nowhere you know. Yeah, it's not the southernmost tip, but it's in the southern portion of Japan. It's a nice area. Very beautiful, close to the ocean where we're at.
Far away from Fukushima.
God damn it. We're south of Osaka, you know, which is south of Tokyo. But, yeah, we've been here for a while. Both originally from parts of America. Yeah, so...
Parts unknown.
I was born in California, small country town.
Westside!
God damn it, Carl. Can't be doing that shit. Living in Atwater. Lived in Vegas for a bit, and then I moved out here. What about you, Carl? Where parts from... You at?
Well, I was born on Guam, and when I was a junior high school student, I moved to Hawaii.
Aloha.
Yep. And my girlfriend at the time, she was on the Japan Exchange Teaching Program.
Also known Fuck as that JET. Program. You know, they don't like us. They don't yep. let us darkies get in yep. there. We're here fucking shit up.
I applied and didn't even get the interview. How about you?
Me too.
Those Fuck JET. Ombe.
God damn it, yeah. If for all the ombes out there, kiss my ass. Oh, man. JET has this ridiculous process to get you to join it. But, I mean, they take care of you. They pay for a lot of stuff. It's a really good program to get into. Yeah. But it's the stuff they want you to do is, you know, it's like, hey, give a blood sample, sperm sample, hair sample, and just...
Yeah. 23andMe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're black! No, you can't go back.
Sorry, you're a little too urban for our taste.
Yeah, but all joking aside, the Japan Exchange Teaching Program is actually a really good program. If you're fortunate enough to get in, or you're white, go at it.
Oh, God. But, yeah, so how long ago did you come here?
I've been here for, what, 100 years now?
100 years?
Nah, I've been here for about 13 years. It's been a long time.
13 years, man. I'm just coming up on 9, almost 10 years. I came with a ghetto company who shall be renamed Nameless.
But it goes,
and even our current company, which shall be remain nameless. I worked in the countryside for a year and...
Yeah. What was it like living in the countryside?
Well, being like one of 6 foreigners out there, everybody knew you, and being the only giant black person out there, you know, just had children following me in supermarkets. People would just randomly give me vegetables from their garden. They're like, oh, here you go, here's a giant radish. And I'm like, who are you? And they're like, don't worry about it. So it's a very lovely place, but when you come here as an American, you think everyone's out to get you. You're like, what's this fucker's plan? What's he trying to do?
Yeah, there's actually no agenda in Japan.
I don't buy that for a fucking second. I ain't trust nobody. Fuck that. Ain't nobody raping me tonight.
Well, the reason I'm still in Japan or Fukuoka is, I forget everything. I forget to lock my door. I forget the keys on my motorcycle. And I've left money in the bank machine countless times, you know. But surprisingly, if you lose your wallet or your cell phone or anything, it gets returned in Japan, which is really nice.
It's got like a 99% chance. That doesn't mean you should come here and throw your wallet out and see if it comes back to you. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people getting their stuff back and... You know, no issues. It's very weird. You know, you feel bad coming from America. You're like, oh, you know, if I found a wallet, I'm just not going to pick it up because I don't want anyone to say that I stole it or nothing. I'll be like, nope, it stays there. Let somebody else do it. I ain't getting blamed for this shit. But fucking A.
But that's why we're in Fukuoka, pretty much.
Yeah. How you feel about Fukuoka now that you've been here for so long?
I actually love it. It's a place I consider home, like. I'm actually in the process of buying a house. Yeehaw!
Oh, damn. This fool ballin'. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's weird to call somewhere that's not where you're technically from home, right?
Yeah, with no family.
I know. Yeah, coming out here and just learning a new language. Do you speak Japanese?
Hell no.
This motherfucker lying. He knows enough of like 16 languages to get by.
Manko.
God damn it.
Manko tabetai.
Oh shit, we're not gonna translate
Yeah, if anyone knows, just leave in the comments below.
Leave in the comments below. Yeah, the first and last podcast. Jeez, yeah, Fukuoka, it's famous for mentaiko, right? The spicy fish eggs. But when I eat that shit, they get stuck in my teeth, so I don't care for it. Motsunabe, which is, how do we explain that? It's like cow intestines.
Innards, intestines, pretty
Yeah.
much, yeah.
It's like chitlins for black people. So if you're black, you might know what chitlins are. If not, you're the new age black. But it's hella good,
Yeah,
like all the food.
it's really good.
Yeah. Japanese food is more healthy than American, but it's so hard to stay fit, man.
Well, the newer Japanese food, they fry everything and cook everything in sugar, so.
Exactly. Sugar and bread.
Yeah.
So carbs and sugar.
Only the worst things you can combine together.
Yeah,
But,
you
you know,
know,
it's all good.
hey, more complex carbs would be nice, but no, it's good stuff. We got a giant tower out here, which I've never been up. And sumos, they always come through, what,
Yep.
in the
Our
summertime?
brothers,
Because
fellow fat dudes.
our brethren. They're always super nice to me too. I mean, I'm much taller than them, but they're like, "Where do you get your clothes?" And we're like little girls exchanging like, you know, fashion spots. It's like, "Oh, if you go to this place, they have monster size." So there you go. But nah, it's good. So, being that it's the new year and, you know, we're two fat guys here, we might as well talk about I guess we should go through our goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your goals?
Out here, money. I want to be money and
Money and bitches?
damn straight. I want to have all the ladies. I don't
Yeah.
care what country you're from. I don't care how long or short your hair is, but I am shallow. I want a pretty girl. I'm sorry. You can be thick though. I like the big girls.
So prejudiced.
Hell yeah, I'm fucking an asshole, you know. I don't give a damn.
Picky, picky.
No, the main goal is to get more financially stable. As much as I love living here, just work is kind of unstable sometimes.
Yeah, you could
You,
say that.
yeah, you never know if you're gonna have a job next year. So, you know, just a little stability, a little less stress in the day to day. A lot of us are working part-time jobs and, you know, 6 days a week, and that shit'll burn you out real quick. So. Yeah, I want to get more stable and, you know, have more money in my pocket this year. What about you?
Yeah, I think I pretty much want to have more free time this year. I'm the opposite of Anthony. I actually work two part-time jobs, and I sacrificed a little bit of my health, and that's why this podcast is Fukuoka Fat Guys.
In 2019.
Yeah.
We talked
So,
about this many years ago.
yep. We've been procrastinating this thing forever.
Oh God, fat people and procrastination, it's kind of attached to us.
Yeah, but the reason why we want to do this is this podcast is going to help us to be accountable. It's a way for us to actually put our goals out into the real world and to envision it and to help. Maybe you guys can help us and keep us accountable, you
Yeah,
know?
with them YouTube comment sections, just like, "Oh yeah, fucking pieces of shit. Bet you don't know how to jog. You know, the only thing you lift is a hamburger."
Yep. So we're gonna actually put our before photos up in the next episode. We'll probably film a YouTube, and it's probably gonna be really, really
I'm
disgusting.
about to say it's gonna be
Not safe for work.
you're gonna see just me trying to commit suicide, but my roof is too low to the ground. There's nothing that I can hang from in here. Oh man, it's gonna get us nervous. No, it's pretty nuts. Like Carl's downplaying it a lot, but this motherfucker, like, even to do this podcast today, we started talking about it like the end of December, and just from working your main job to doing private lessons, you know, teaching English to students 101 to maybe teaching at a cram school or maybe doing Uber Eats or things like that. Like, it's nuts, man. Like, and then on his days off, like, they're still doing something. They're going out and being social and shit like that. Fuck that. Sunday, I'm a fucking bear. I just hibernate. Nobody talk to me. Don't call
me. So selfish.
Hey, I need a day to recharge. I get violent and shit if I don't get, you know, time to relax.
Yeah, that's your whack-off time.
First off, that's every day. So you watch what you say. But, yeah, we're going to be held accountable. And Lord knows the internet's kind enough to say lovely words of praise and...
Bullshit. It's fucking gonna be a whole lot of fuck you fat guys.
I'm gonna cover up my
face. I mean, like, what did you say about, like, when you went out and saw your ex? She just said, wow, you got fat.
Oh yes, saw my ex from a year and a half ago at the bar last weekend. And you know, Japanese people, they don't hold nothing back when it comes to weight. They're like, oh, you got fat. And it's like, ah, the knife just twists right in there.
Well, what's worse is I work with kids, you know, children, and they just say whatever they want.
They got no filter.
Man, I was working the camp with these kids, and then we're playing cops and robbers, and the kids are, you can't catch me, because you're fat. I said, fuck you, kid. Fucking ran after that kid and pushed him down.
In a lovingly, teachingly manner.
I pushed him down because I wanted to.
Oh no, it's bad when you get to see your exes and they look more attractive and then you look pregnant even though you're a man. Oh shit. So yeah, it's gonna be a tough thing this year, but I'm hoping we can have, you know, the internets help us or at least make us hate ourselves enough to run that extra lap and put that extra bowl of rice down.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but I think it's a good first step, right?
No, so, it's a great first step.
Yeah. We're going to need to actually put in a lot of work, and hopefully you guys will be pretty impressed, and we'll have to change the name to, like, Not So Fukuoka Fat Guys.
The Fukuoka CrossFit Guys or some shit. No, we actually got really fit a few years ago. When I first
nine years ago.
Hey, but it was impressive. I've always been fat in America. I was, you know, before I came here, I was in the upper 300s. And I met Carl and we started working out. And man, this fool with his training technique, he's always like, all right, man, we just got one more set. And you're like, all right, fuck yeah, I'm about to be finished. He's like, just give me five. And he's like, one, two. And you're like, all right, just three more. And he's like, two, two. And you're like, wait a second, that's not how numbers go. And then six, seven, and I'm like, all right, now I don't know what the fuck's going on. And he's like, good job. Now we're going to go do our last workout. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? But it was so fun working out with this man that, shit, I dropped about 40 pounds in 2 years or something like that. And this fool, he was just ripped, running like at 6 a.m., working out with us, eating healthy, and then running before he went to sleep. Like, it's nuts. And then we got fat.
It's really hard, though, like, you know, to maintain that level of fitness, right? What people never tell you is, like, you know, those before and after pictures, like, usually they'll go back to looking pretty fat again unless you make it a change, a permanent change, you know? And I think now we're going to try to be more sensible about it and not be in such a hurry. But try to make it a lifestyle change.
Yeah, know? The sensible part is what you've always been pushing to. A lot of people do the cuts, like only 500 calories a day for like 6 months, and then.
I mean, I've been there. I've done that, but it works. But you're not gonna be able to sustain that.
But there's a rebound, right?
Yeah, and your metabolism gets all jacked up. So
the overall goal, I would say, is that to have a healthy, nice, have the body you want, but be able to live some sort of the life you want to.
Yeah, we don't want to be crazy, you know. You don't want to be in the gym like 5 hours a day. You don't want to go to the gym every single day. You want to have some sort of semblance of a life, you know. So
got to be hollering at the ladies sometime.
Yeah, I got to be hollering at the ladies sometime.
God damn it, man! You're married. You shut the hell up. You leave them for
me. I'm not married. I'm not married.
You can't prove anything. You can't see rings on a podcast. But no, so that's like the big thing, is trying to find it. And lucky me, I just had surgery on my pec. I tore my pec about a year ago, working out, doing the bench press. And, you know, it's funny because all the doctors out here thought I was doing steroids. And not because I had a nice body, just I guess that's the most common injury with steroid use. But no, if I was doing steroids and having the body I had, like, I would have need a refund or some shit. So I'm in the middle of rehab, just starting to run and be a little more active now.
When are you cleared to get back into the gym?
They're saying April, May, maybe. If I'm lucky, March. But
okay.
So, yeah. It's kind of scary, though. I'm going to have, like, PTSD when I get in there.
So what are you going to do from now until April, then?
From now until April, well, cleaning up my eating's like, the big thing. Drinking. Oh, God. The alcohol in Japan is so fucking delicious. Strong Zero, fucking Kirin beer, and Asahi and all that shit. So
yeah, and Japan, I'm not sure if anyone's been here before, but Japan has a really strong drinking culture.
Oh, like, God, yeah. Drinking, like, a little every day is just so normal. But when I was on my diet, I only did it, like, once or twice a week. And that's, like, the first big change I'm doing with IF. It's small things right now. So I'm just eating healthier. Eating a lot more vegetables, going back to mostly chicken breasts, because just the meats, too, you get all these fucking delicious meats with.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though, man. Japan has some really good food, but the hard part is, you know, meal prepping is something that we're both going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
something we're both bad at.
Something we've never done. We've talked about meal prepping for
9 years.
9 years, and we've cooked one meal together.
Yes, I think so.
And
I think
that wasn't even a healthy meal. It was tacos.
They were some awesome tacos, though.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you gotta eat tacos. You know, Taco Tuesdays.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, but for now, doing rehab, eating healthier, and just getting my fat ass to run in the park, which...
Now, how much you weigh now?
Oh, God, about 151 kilos.
151 kilos. Let's see.
Oh, God.
151 kilos. Just for you people who are metrically challenged.
I was hoping he wasn't going to bring it up because I don't want to know what it is. It's like 350, I bet.
Okay, let's see. I'm at 95 kilos right now, which is big for my fat ass.
Yeah, I'm also 6'4", or 194 centimeters.
Yeah, and so he is 6'4", at 333 pounds. 333.
Oh, so that's pretty much what I came out here as, so...
Yeah, but you have a lot more muscle now, so it's a bit different.
It's hidden under the mounds and mounds of fat, though.
Yeah, so but it's a step forward. You know where you are.
Yeah.
You
know? And so at my lightest, I was 117, 115?
117.
Yeah, 117 kilos, which is...
Let's see. 257 pounds.
So I need to drop down to 250.
You gotta lose 80 pounds.
Oh, well, I got more than enough for everybody, so if anyone needs some extra, I got some for you.
Yeah, it's a whole shitload of stem cells.
Oh, God. Worst part is like, that jump. I probably jumped 40 pounds in the last year and a half with just... I mean, I can try and, like, use the injury as an excuse, but really it was just like, I was a punk, you know, broke up with my ex, and then I started drinking more. Got gout, which I didn't know you could do, and people my age. For those who don't know, gout is when your body doesn't clean the liquids in your, from like what you drink, and it deposits them somewhere, sometimes in your knee or in your hand. Mine was in my ankle, but even when I was fit, I had it, and I didn't know, because I didn't have, like, none of my doctors knew. They were like, you're just too fat, and I'm like, I lost like 80 pounds, what are you talking about? And then found out I had high blood pressure, you know, of course, being black, that's fucking high probability, right? So for like 4 years I had high blood pressure, didn't know, and then got gout, couldn't walk for a month, and then tore my pectoral muscle, so couldn't work out for like a year, and then I just got the surgery, and they're like, oh, you got about 6 months of rehab. So almost 2 years of being out the gym, got nice 40 pounds of love on there. But no excuses, that whole time I could have been eating healthy and going on walks or doing something. but I was being a punk ass bitch.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because like, one of our mutual friends, he lost a shit ton of weight and he looks good.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
But we're like, oh, fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you, Ronnie. Making us look bad.
One of his teachers even said, do you have cancer?
Oh, damn. You got cancer, Finn. Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of compliment I want.
Yeah.
You got AIDS?
What's happened to you?
I think we're both done having pity parties and,
procrastinating.
Yeah. We're on this. So.
Buying houses. Getting money, becoming Mr. Bitches. Yes.
Yep. To Mr. Bitches.
You can't do it, man. You married.
I'm not married.
Oh, and the good source of inspiration is all these damn superhero movies with everybody, all these damn half-naked dudes with, like, not a bit of fat on them. Like, shit.
In a non-homo way.
Oh, yeah. No homo. Wait, can you say no homo anymore? I don't even know.
Shit, you gotta edit that shit out.
We don't mean to offend anybody.
Yeah, because, you know, we love, you know,
stuff.
Yeah, we love all types of people, you know. Zers and...
The Zerg? Did you say Zerg?
Yeah, you know that.
The Kree.
All those pronouns that we have to
the
use.
Namekian, you know? Oh, God. Yes, as you see, we've been in Japan for a long time, yeah. So we
don't know any... If we say any offensive shit, fuck you too. Alright.
Just know we're not doing it to be fucked up.
We're not doing it on purpose.
We're not Americans anymore, I guess. we're still working our way back.
Yeah. I haven't been back home for what now, like 3 years or so? 2 years?
Was it 2 years ago? Was it the last time we went to Hawaii the last time?
Yeah. Almost 2 years now.
I went back a year and a half ago for my buddy's wedding. I got to see my goddaughter. She's like 9 now. I already saw her like when she was born and when she was 9. So as you can see, I'm a good godfather. Be like, hello, stranger. you want a present? And yeah, but we're gonna try to go April, May or something. I think, right?
Yeah,
that's the plan. So
well, if we can buying a house, it might throw a wrench in
that. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, we gotta get back home though. You know?
Hell yeah, go mess up shit and see all the fuckers we know back there. Fucking A, man.
So hopefully by the time we go back home, we'll be a little bit smaller.
Yeah, I mean, only 80 pounds. If I can lose some of that 80 pounds, it would be nice. But, I guess if we were to talk about New Year's resolutions, then the big goal for me is to just drop weight in general. I'd be happy with 10 pounds, but... I'm going to say if I'm 80 pounds heavier and I just eat properly and keep my alcohol intake and everything to a moderate level, I could probably drop it maybe 40 this year if I'm just on it with the workouts and stuff.
Yeah, I think you'll lose 40 pounds this year. Yeah, 20 kilos. Mm-hmm. I'm shooting for a 20 kilo loss. It would be pretty good.
Yeah.
For me... I used to have these really, really crazy goals where I want to get to like 7% body fat and lose 20 kilos. But right now, I'm not even going to try to lose weight. I'm trying to reprogram my language. So I'm going to try to gain muscle. I mean, for some reason, like this positive self-talk. And if you say lose some woo shit like that, it's like really bad for your psyche. So I'm going to try to gain a little bit of muscle. And
eradicate fat.
I'll just see how where I end up. I mean, I'm not really. I just want to have a better relationship with who I am. Like, you know, like I don't think I'm young anymore. And like right now, my leg's all jacked up, and I'm hoping I don't need surgery. But we'll see. In our next episode, I'll take some pictures and I'll evaluate my goals, and maybe you guys out there can help me out with my goals, you know?
Yeah, I guess, same here. I'll walk the plank and put my pictures on, and we'll try and get these things filmed so you can see what the fat boys be looking like.
Yeah.
I always want to say fat boys because that old rap song, right? The fat boys are back. But, it's just, the step one, I guess, in a long-ass fucking journey to 2020 when Uncle Trump gets, I guess, his second term or something.
Yeah, something like that. And, 2020 should be a big year because maybe some of you guys will actually come out from America because the Olympics are happening.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nowhere near our house. Oh, but,
no. Which is better for us because I don't want to see, you know, fucking all the traffic they're going to get. That's just going to be...
It's crazy. I'm just wondering how they're going to handle all that.
Oh, dude, yeah. Tokyo, it's big, but it's not that big. Like,
well, right now it's big and it's already crazy. You know, like there's people's job is to push people on the train. Oh, so yeah. How is that going to work out with an extra, 10,000 people a day?
God, yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah, just going to Tokyo for fun. Don't ever ride the subways on a normal day. Like
on rush hour.
Yeah, just any time in the morning from like 8 to 10 and... five.
Unless you like that stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you like being smashed into a subway like a sardine.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's... If you love people, you know. I mean, some people need a hug, you know, that oxytocin, you know. Just be careful, you know. Like, keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, yes. Don't want to accidentally grope somebody. And yeah.
Or you'll be called a chican.
Which literally is just a groper.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, We're gonna get on this and hope our podcast is probably gonna evolve a lot.
Yeah, this is our first one, so if it sounds kind of clunky and, you know, kind of boring, I promise it'll get better.
Yeah, we have a pretty ghetto setup. We got a mic that's supposed to be put on a mic stand. Yeah,
one's on a fucking Winnie the Pooh cup, and
yeah, we're starting off good. Hey, but we did it. It's beating the procrastination. Like, fuck it. We finally did it.
One foot in front of the other. So, I mean, let's hope this all gets better.
Oh, it can't. It got nowhere to go but up. that's like the best part. When you're on the bottom, you got nowhere to go but up.
Yep.
So that's how we're going to see it. That's how we're going to do it. And I guess we'll just call it here, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is once again Anthony, and joining me is Brother Carl, and this is the Fukuoka Fat Guys Podcast 1, January 13th, 2019, and we'll catch you guys later.
Yep, see you guys next time.
All right, peace.